AG1.
What's up? I'm here to talk to you about AG1 Athletic Greens again. You know, it's important to me that the supplements I take are high quality, and that's why I've been taking AG1 for, what is it now, 4 years, 3.5 years or something like that? The thing I like about it is it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their fields. So you know it ain't BS, it's AG. They are the real deal. I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 isn't a buzzword. They really push hard. Expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, rigorous testing. They got it all. At each step of the process, AG1 is going above and beyond. Now, what I like about them, first of all, you can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's an NSF certified for sport, which is like a rigorous, independent quality. They've tested for over 950 contaminants, banned substances. The industry standard apparently is only testing for 10. Dude, it's 95 times as rigorous. And it's not complicated. It's so simple. It's just replacing health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, in just one simple scoop. It takes 60 seconds. You don't have to swallow a bunch of pills on an empty stomach. Boom. And as I always say, you get a little bit of water in there too. Get that day started. So with the water, and then for me, the prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support is probably the most important ingredient. I eat a pretty varied diet, so I get my nutrition from a lot of places, but I got to eat more fermented foods. But AG1 lets me have this prebiotics and probiotics first thing in the morning. Take care of my digestive enzymes, which if you're a listener of the podcast, you know I need help with. All right. Look, I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. I chug down an AG1 maybe within 10 minutes of getting out of bed. It's the way I start my day every day, even on the road. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/mighty. That's DRINKAG, the number one, .com/MIGHTY. drinkag1.com/mighty.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. All you gotta do is trust me. Johnny G joining me as always in the High and Mighty studios. My nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabris. Arthur, give him a shout out. Arthur, not available for shout out, currently in the living room. Also joining me in the High and Mighty studios, returning guests, returning champs. I almost, instead of saying what's up, shithead, said hello, because my guests today are the two old queens, Mark Rennie and John Flynn.
Hello.
Exactly. See, listeners, that's what I'm talking about. That makes me laugh.
Right now.
That's all I wanted. I just want you guys to come over and get high and say hello. I'm so
happy to do it.
No problem.
This weekend is the Oscars, so I enlisted my two movie buff friends and real life buff.
That's true. Thank you.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
Great. Yeah.
We're all ripped dudes hanging out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Hashtag me too. And then we're going to be talking about the Oscar movies because I think we did this last year.
I think so.
And then we also do a blockbuster preview, which is
like a summer preview.
Yes. Yeah. We're always talking movies. We'll find an excuse.
Yep. I'm dying for an excuse to talk movies.
Yeah.
To transition being friends with people from real conversations into just talking about movies on my podcast, dream come true.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to see people in real life.
No.
If we're not creating content, why are we hanging out?
Yeah, exactly. Did we monetize every moment of our lives? I'm going to make $8 off of underwear from this.
We aren't advertising during our friendships enough.
No. With the exception of your goldenpalace.com tattoo you have across your back.
Well, it's tastefully done, I think.
I love that font.
Thank you. Old English.
Old English. My brother-in-law does actually have his last name in Old English across his back. Of course. Wait, so Oscar movies. Do you guys
Any let's talk globally, Oscars. Are we excited?
Oh.
You guys are both huge Kevin Hart fans, I know.
I am, yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be weird to see how they sort of how it feels.
I am like one of the few people I think that is excited for the Oscars every year. I mean, present company included.
Okay.
But
controversial statement.
Yeah. But it's the first year. I mean, I think the crowd of people who are excited about the Oscars is smaller and smaller every year.
Right. Yeah.
And then I think this year I'm even less like they're doing everything in their power to make it not interesting to me. I like having a host.
I think they take themselves way too seriously. It needs to feel like a party when we watch the Oscars.
Yes.
Isn't that what the Golden Globes are for?
Yeah, but like do it better than that. I don't know. Have more booze. Yeah.
It's a TV show. I get that. The idea that they're like, it needs to rate better, so let's make it shorter. I'm like, if you leave things out, that's right. going to piss off the people, the few people left who watch the Oscars.
Right. Well, the problem is too with stuff like this is because of the internet, like any, like if it used to be like you have to watch the Oscars to see what happens. Whereas now, like if someone goes crazy, if something does something nuts or moving or whatever,
right.
you can see it immediately. Like you don't miss anything.
Yeah. You can like watch the Oscars
so
on
someone's
Twitter.
Like, oh my God, that one speech was amazing. Then you could be like, oh, Google that speech.
And I got so, like, shushed at an Oscar party once. And like ever since then, I haven't been as into him.
He's very sensitive at parties.
Well, I was just like, why are we taking this seriously? I was in the kitchen. And
oh, that's bullshit.
You weren't even there. I was in the other room.
The voice carries, Mark.
Yeah. Well, your voice? Come on. Really,
but someone shushed me so they could listen to some dumb speech from Hugh Grant.
That is frustrating. That's absolutely
bullshit. I will say this has nothing to do with the awards. I wish people treated like their acceptance speech as like a performance. And less just like, here's a list of names. And like to do something, like have more of like I have 45 seconds to do a thing rather than like, I'm listing names.
Right. Everyone has Twitter now. You can tag
Break
all
it to
of
a
UTA
song.
And
exactly.
your management company.
Uh-huh.
And
make a bit out of it. Break it to a song.
Yeah. But like for real, you are making a TV show. You are performing.
Yeah.
Get up
exactly.
there and do something or say something being in like italics of like, you know, take this moment to
sure.
fuck
convey
you,
a
Trump.
Message.
Like,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. And it should obviously, it's better if it feels like organic to like the movie. Like instead of someone right. just coming up and being like, now I want to talk about how we treat meat in this country. You'd be like, okay, you're a real
bummer.
Like
yeah. You're like, what is this guy telling me?
I love
me?
What you brought to the party. Yeah.
He's like, everyone should be fucking fish, not eating fish. You're like, okay,
interesting. This is the blowback.
Is that vegan?
It's pescatarian.
Oh.
That's what the whole message behind Shape of Water is. It's like, fuck fish, don't eat them.
Yeah, I forgot that was
pescasexual, I guess that is.
Pescasexual?
Okay. Sit down, puppy play. Pescasexuals are the new...
We fuck fish, baby. Yeah, I think it's crazy to not have a host, too. Because it's like, are they going to do like six different, like, quote unquote, they're not our host.
Like a round robin?
Well, yeah, where it's like, hey, you know me. It's me, Bradley Cooper.
Hey, you know me from A Star is Born. Now I'm hosting the Oscars.
You still have like a voiceover to introduce people. I mean, if you just voiceover it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess like what does a host ideally do? They'd like do like 10 minutes up top that like relax. They just are like the opening act and then
points
ideally
out
just,
who's there.
I wish it felt like more like a roast.
Show going.
Like if it was like a roast, wouldn't that be more fun?
Yeah.
If,
and then like when someone went up there to win, they could like say shit about other people
yeah.
like they want. It's like, hey, nice try, Mark Rylance.
Yeah.
This isn't your year, Rylance. Yeah.
Hell no,
you gotta go back
someone.
To Lincoln Center, Rylance.
You fucking bum. Clint Eastwood, go get in a fucking threesome.
I mean, yeah, that would change the ratings probably.
Yeah. I just think it's funny to like to care about the ratings at this point. It's like, I think make the Oscars longer and like that's
yeah,
the
go
old-
live. Make it feel like a live event.
Right. Just let
Anything
us go
can
crazy.
Happen. They're
yeah.
so like scripted and structured. Like it should be a little looser, maybe. Like more choreography.
More choreography? That because that's not structured.
Well, choreography.
You know,
people
like blowing choreography, yeah. like ruining it.
Yeah.
More slugs and snubs.
More slugs and snubs.
some slugs and snubs, baby.
If they showed slugs at the Oscars,
so here are the, executives' that. Notes.
Like, we could either let Neil Patrick Harris do magic, or we could show a bunch of slugs.
Frankly, I'd rather see the slugs. You want to see Neil Patrick Harris
look,
do magic?
Look, we know that that didn't work.
Guys, we got some notes from the executives. Some people want to say it should be shorter. Some people say we should lose. One guy keeps saying more slugs. I don't know what. How do we feel about these guys?
How do we incorporate all of these notes?
It'd be something different.
Yeah, I don't mean slugs. I just mean a change. What does the slugs represent? Slug.
Yeah. Well,
get the note behind the note.
Well, you go bigger, then you pull it back.
Right. Oh, yeah, let's go all the way to slug and then pull it back.
Five horses?
I don't know how that's
Cavalia. You know who should host?
Slugs better than horses.
That horse show, Cavalia, should host the Oscars.
That horse show?
That you see the billboards for?
Yeah, it's like...
King's favorite show on earth?
I think, isn't it like horse Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah, if that hosted the Oscars, like I would love that.
It's horse trapeze.
Yeah. I want Cavalia to host the Oscars. Okay.
I want the performance of Cavalia to host the Oscars.
You wouldn't tune into that?
I would.
Everybody would.
It should be like Tom Brady or someone with like who has no
experience.
No attachment to the industry.
Oh. Like the Parkland kids?
I would like David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez.
They could roast the audience. You think you have problems?
Trust me, you don't.
Bradley
guys.
Cooper didn't get nominated Best Director. Boo fucking who? I saw my friends die.
Okay. We're going to cut to some slugs.
I enjoy these slugs, you pieces of shit.
All right, now, overall thoughts for this particular Oscars, like the race, the competition.
I feel like it's anybody's game. I feel like there's no real front runner.
There's not a real front runner.
Which is kind of exciting.
They kind of went like round robin on all the, they went around the wheel on all the lead ups, right? Like the WGA and the SAG were different than the Golden Globe and the DGA. Right. Like they all went with different features as the lead.
I think it's more exciting when one thing isn't like sweeping.
Right. But I think it's because we have a lot of 75%.
There's also
hits.
Like the new kind of preferential ballot, which is like how that they've changed the ballot now.
Oh, so you do like the 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, you like vote for, I don't know if you vote for all of them, like if you do a complete order, but like that is going to affect. I think that is going to greatly affect.
Because a lot of people, especially
win.
In this pack where a lot of movies are going to be people's second favorite movies.
Right, exactly.
It's not like,
so like you need, like what is the movie? Like I think in the past, something like A Star Is Born could very easily win. And if Star Is Born wins, like I saw it when it came out and I remember being like, this is a great, solid movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
it was what I remembered like Oscar movies being like. It was dramatic. I cried. It was beautiful.
Yeah, like, it hit all the beats you expected
You knew sometimes it was going
to,
what was going to happen. And and often you were like, yeah, but I give it to me. Give me the sadness. Mm-hmm. Give the dog a full steak.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I really love that movie. I saw it, like, Tiff saw it by herself and then was like, you should go see this. I'll go see it with you again. And we went back and I was like, this is fucking amazing.
It's such a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, it really is. It is a crowd pleaser. It does what it wants.
It gives everything it wants.
It's so awesome.
I don't, like, if you look at that list, I don't know if it's going to be a lot of people's favorite movie.
Right.
And so, like, because it's...
Sure. The pissing on stage thing is so silly, though.
That was a little beyond. I agree. That lost it some votes right there.
Like, I feel like nobody...
That should be the bit. Whoever, like, Bradley Cooper should wet himself on stage at the Oscars.
Uh-oh, not again. He's
like, life imitating art, imitating life.
Let's get into best pictures.
Get into best pictures.
Because we're starting right now already.
The nominees, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice.
Okay. I have not seen Roma, and that will be...
I haven't seen Roma either.
I have seen Roma.
Okay. I have not seen Beale Street either.
I have not seen that one either, but that one only has one, I think.
All right.
But I've seen... Yeah, so I've seen all the best picture nominations.
Do you have one in your mind that's like... If you're voting, you're John, which one?
I would definitely give it to Roma. I do think that like it is I will say this, like, I watched it just the other day and I saw it on Netflix, so I didn't. I know my husband saw it in the theater and he was like, you have to see it in the theater, and I just didn't. But apparently, like, the sound of it was, like, more immersive and stuff like that. Anyway, I thought it was great on Netflix. I wasn't like, I really wish the sound was, I wish we had surround sound.
Yeah.
It does take a while. Like, it, you know, it's black and white. It sort of takes a while. It's very sort of like a slow pace at the beginning. So I was a little bit like, okay, it felt a little bit almost homeworky a little bit. You know, but then it like picks up, and it picks up in a major way. It has some really like great set pieces. I don't want to like spoil anything.
Yeah,
it has
some great set pieces.
And it definitely has a few moments that I was like holding my breath and just like, holy fuck, like I can't believe like they've maintained this.
I gotta see it before Sunday.
So like, I do think it's like, I do think it's great. It like, I do think it's like the best movie of the all of them. Like the other ones, I think it's like, I think I thought Black Panther is obviously great. I thought Black Klansman was great. Like, if that wins, I wouldn't be upset either.
I really was going into it expecting something even more than it was. Uh-huh. But now with time past Black Klansman, I'm like, oh, I really enjoyed that movie. And then once I saw what other movies were up for Best Picture, I'm like, oh, that's got a crack at it for sure. I think I would be fine with that. I would want Black Panther to win because I think... I haven't seen Roma, but looking at that list, I'm like, yeah. Black Panther is the movie I enjoyed the most out of
Black
all
Panther's
of them.
Black Panther's great. If that wins, I won't mind either.
I just think, do you think that has a chance of winning?
I think anything does.
Right, because what does Best Picture even mean? It doesn't.
I don't know,
because
they're such different movies.
I
try to
been thinking like, well, I used to think like, what movie is like my top 10 of all time? Like, you got to lower the stakes. What was the most fun experience you had, or what was the best experience?
Exactly, best is such a like.
What was the best?
Such a weird subjective.
Because one of my best movie experiences of the year was Hereditary, which is even on there.
Right,
right.
And I think a lot of people would agree with you,
right?
That a lot of
Black Panther was super fun to watch in a packed theater,
right? Yeah, that's kind of, it's kind of interesting because that, it, like, Jackass should have won a fucking Oscar.
that was a super crazy
And
funny
also,
movie,
I think another movie that should be up here, my best theater going experience, like, I did love going to see Black Panther. I did love going to see Hereditary in the theater, but I really loved going to see Eighth Grade in the theater.
Oh, I heard that was amazing. I haven't seen that one.
So good. And it was like a horror movie experience in the theater. Everyone was like, gasping, cringing, like, so cringy that the whole theater shared in it. And I'm like, this is a touching, real story. And then it doesn't get any love anywhere, except it did win the WGA.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And he, Bo Burnham apparently said, "Good, have fun at the Oscars, losers."
See, that's what we want.
Yeah. I highly recommend, if you haven't, listeners and you too, watch Chelsea Peretti's monologue for hosting the WGA.
Oh, yeah.
It's
okay.
Really funny.
Okay. Cool.
She roasts people bad.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. She's so fucking funny. Yeah. I think for me, Black Panther, although I really enjoyed The Favorite, and that feels
I love
like
The Favorite.
It feels like almost all of these in another year could have been the clear front runner.
Right. That makes, to me, I guess I'll say Black Panther would be my choice if I was up to me what I thought the best movie was. Uh-huh. If I had to guess what I thought was going to win, if I'm in the pool, I might take The Favorite. Because it feels like the type of movie that Hollywood likes.
Right.
Sure.
Do you think that's going to win? What do you think will win?
That's a good question. Roma or
maybe
The Favorite? Because they're both just like the kinds of movies that people
love. Wouldn't say The Favorite is really in consideration anymore.
Oh, interesting.
I loved it. I thought it was great, but I don't feel like people are still talking about it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like other things.
I don't think it's happening for Green Book.
We saw it last night. Man, it feels like, I mean, it's like a drive. It's an alternate Driving Miss Daisy. You know what I mean? Like, it's that. But it feels like in the 80s, that definitely would have won.
Right.
It's awful.
But it's not
pretty
good.
Bad. It's enjoyable because those are two great actors.
Sure.
And that's the only, like, but the movie itself,
conceptually,
I'm like,
it's so morally abysmal. It's so offensive 100% on a moral basis.
Right.
The main character in your story, where you have a gay black pianist who can call Robert Kennedy, he's the most interesting character, but we're focusing on
five doctorates.
We learn nothing about him.
Right. It should have been a biopic.
Instead, we see Viggo Mortensen win a hot dog eating contest. The hero of the movie is a complete slob.
Yeah, a racist slob.
Who, there is no story about him without the pianist.
Like a sketch comedy version of the Green Book with you and Viggo Mortensen's part, though. I will say that, John.
Him eating a pizza folded in half was pretty fucking
awesome.
It's insane.
Yeah.
This is the focus of your movie?
He was eating every single scene in that movie.
That's true. The one character is a black gay master.
Sits on a throne.
Sits on a throne. Unicorn.
Yeah, he's like the ultimate cat. He's like, holy shit, could you believe there was somebody like this back then?
Right.
That's like, no, you got to see how much this fat Ginzo ate.
We learn nothing about the gay man who clearly has experienced loss. We learn nothing about his relationship, but we see the driver's marriage with his wife where they miss each other and experience no challenges.
Right. Yeah, it's
that's
very
the focus of your movie.
Yeah.
That's like if a movie was made about like Martin Luther King and they focused on like
the journalist who interviewed him.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's so offensive.
It like humanized the CIA sniper that kills him.
How the mob is portrayed is like not nicely because he's only not racist when people are more racist than him.
Right. He's just the least like racist guy in the room.
He learns nothing. He never says, I'm sorry, or I didn't know that. He experiences no empathy.
He does go back and pick up his litter, though. I mean, he's not
they
not
should
a
call
total
this
monster.
Movie just like White Mediocrity.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's why it used
and
to
that's
have
why
a
I could win an Oscar.
Vice.
I hated Vice.
You hated Vice?
I did not love Vice. Vice felt like I could have just watched an interview with Christian Bale as Donald Rumsfeld. It wasn't that much new info.
No, and when those fake end credits started halfway through, I was like, ugh, I know these aren't real, but I wish they were.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, if this was only an hour, this would have been great.
Right, and I wasn't even like, I know there's more to the story to tell, and I don't even care. Just wrap
this
fucking...
I was like,
fucking,
oh, if this is an hour, this is like a...
Yeah. I enjoyed The Big Short enough to be like, wow, this is a cool, interesting thing. And I know this is not the same, but it felt similar in that it was like Adam ruins everything, the movie.
You know
what I mean? Where it's
so
like,
what was the point
here's
of
some infotainment for you. And I'm like, who's this for? It feels.
Yeah, definitely had that feel. And there's like, he does a lot of tricks, which are like good, but after a while they sort of like overwhelm, you know what I mean? Like the credits rolling or like the occasional, like looking into the camera or stuff like that, where it's just like, okay, it almost feels like he's creating like a repertory company or something like that. You know what I mean? Or like Jesse Plemons as this weird narrator who it's just like, it turns out like, yeah, there's a connection. You're like, okay, I guess.
Right, right.
But what was like his character arc? We never knew anything about like what motivated him.
Right.
That was also weird too, because they were like, I think that in some ways them being like, we're doing the best we can, like in the title cards and stuff like that, or like some of this shit.
But that's your job as an artist just to make that up. Like,
yeah, it's like
we know this isn't a real version. Just
right.
Have
you're
some
not,
fun
you're
with
saying
it.
That you're a documentary.
Yeah,
right.
Make him fucking evil. Like go all the like in that dinners, the waiter scene when it's like a farce level. Like it's like just do that for the whole movie.
Right.
Take it to crazy levels.
Yeah, or make a biopic about Dick Cheney and remove any weirdness.
Make it like Lincoln then.
Yeah,
you know?
That would be funny. Like it's like not a send up at all. It's just like an honorary biopic to Dick Cheney by Dinesh D'Souza.
At least that'd be visually interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
If you got Darius Kanji.
Ooh.
Okay.
So Vice, we love Star is Born. We did love Green Book. We said, oh, let's talk a little bit about The Favorite. I thought that was...
I love The Favorite.
I really enjoyed it.
I had a great time watching that movie.
I like a movie where it doesn't feel like there's stakes, but then like 40 minutes in, you're like,
it's
really care
shit.
About
yeah.
what happens
yeah.
next. And you can't even explain like on a basic level of why it feels important. But all of a sudden, I'm like, I couldn't even tell you the dynamic of the character. I'm like, one was like a queen, one was something, you know, like, but
like
I was still so cared so much.
The
about-
one person who tells her the truth the whole time is like cast aside in favor of this other, like just up and comer who'll do anything to get out of the gutter.
Right.
We'll tell her exactly what she wants to hear, but she doesn't truly love her.
Yeah. The movie has a couple
it's all about relationships, the whole thing.
It has a couple of hot sequences too, which are like,
I guess.
Like,
dancing scene?
Yeah.
The voguing?
Oh, the voguing. Was fun.
That's what I was talking about. I was fully aroused during the movie, not seeing Emma Stone's boob in bed. No, I was surprised at how into Olivia Coleman. I mean, I love
she's
her.
She's so funny.
She's so good.
So
but
funny.
By the
and
end
so
of the movie,
she's a bitch too. Sometimes she's an asshole.
She's a very complicated character that you hate and love throughout the
Absolutely.
Movie.
Yeah,
it was cool though.
I think that movie's gonna like stand the test of time because it's just like what a great story, like beautifully told.
Right. Yeah. I haven't seen Killing of a Sacred Deer either.
That one's not as fun. That one's more like dark and heavy.
There's not as much voguing in that one.
Yeah, there's slightly less voguing, slightly less lesbian teasing.
Because The Favorite's really funny too.
Right? Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
I think it's the funniest movie. I mean, the Black Klansman has a lot of laughs.
They say cunt so much.
That's true.
It should win for that.
For that.
Please.
And the Golden Cunt Award goes to
please
the favorite.
I'd love to win
presented
a
by
cunt.
A handful of slugs.
The Cunt Award. All right, let's get into the next category. So, should we just end with like
Bohemian Rhapsody?
We didn't talk about the elephant in the room.
Oh yeah, I didn't think you guys had any opinions. Queen was my favorite band. This movie is made for me.
Yeah,
and then I'm like. Like Tiffany even said, like, I didn't know Freddie Mercury had a girlfriend. That's the most interesting part of the movie. I want to follow that. I know him as like a gay man. And it was like, that's, and then that's brushed over. Everything is brushed over about Freddie's.
it's a pretty boring version of a great story.
Right. And then it's like kind of, the music is fun because it is Queen, but it's like, at one point I'm like, just show the live
documentary.
Well, I think that's the smartest thing they did is like by ending it with that, like basically recreating that footage. Like it's like a 20-minute concert at the end. It's a greatest hits concert. And so people leave there being like, forgetting that they saw a mediocre movie because they get 20 great minutes of Queen. And so that's why, but I think it's, it's just sort of
I'd
like
rather watch
boring.
A 20-minute YouTube about
Right.
Like a live performance.
The number of people who went home after that movie and just YouTubed it and watched the actual thing, I'm sure it's like a,
I own Live Aid box set on DVD. That's how much I was in the Queen.
Such an ally.
Such an ally. I didn't know he was gay.
I just like talent.
Dude, he's not gay, dude. Gay guys don't do rhapsodies.
Oh my god. Good point. Can't argue that.
I saw that one in IMAX, and that people talk about you should have seen Roma in theaters. I thought Bohemian Rhapsody in IMAX sounded
amazing. Sure. Yeah,
I'm like,
sure.
That was half the fun. Like, oh, these are just, if you just thought of it as like a lavish music video, it was like more enjoyable.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like you don't have any expectations.
But there's like sequences in the movie that don't matter at all. They're like, they're getting experimental. And it's like, they're rolling a nickel. It's like, this is 3 minutes of the movie.
It's
we talk
cliche.
About AIDS in one breath.
But Rami Malek was great.
He was great. He was good.
Let's take that to lead actor then.
No, yeah, let's use that as to jump to lead actor. I will say there's no way that movie wins Best Picture. But
no,
I'm
not at all.
Did you see the sequence that went around on Twitter that it's like the scene where they're sitting around the table outside and the guy and Carcetti or Littlefinger, whatever his name is, that Irish actor is playing the manager.
Oh, yeah.
And they cut like 70 times in like a 3 minute scene. I'll have to show it to you guys after. It's literally like pointing at the editing of that sequence. You're like, oh my God, who fucking shot this movie? Yeah. Also, not to mention Brian fucking Singer is behind it all.
Right.
We can't let Brian Singer have an Oscar.
No.
That's not happening.
He's already had too many Tonys and Paulies and Choms and
Carloses.
Wow. I love it. We're getting fucking saucy in the studios. All right, so we're jumping to Rami Malek.
Lead actor. Christian Bale, Vice, Bradley Cooper, Starsborn, Willem Dafoe, At Eternity's Gate, Rami Malek, Bohemian Rhapsody, and Viggo Mortensen, Green Book.
Boring.
Boring.
Pretty boring.
Very boring.
I think
across.
It's going to Rami, but there's talk that Bradley Cooper might win this one because he didn't get director. And this is might be this and song might be the way to honor A Star Is Born.
We need to honor A Star Is Born.
We need to honor the fourth version of the movie.
That $250 million making film must be further honored.
Starring the biggest pop celebrity in the world. And
this scrappy little underdog.
I think it could go to Bale too because people love the transformation shit.
Yeah, but didn't he just win? Or no?
No, he didn't win recently, did he?
Who won last year?
I have no idea.
It was Mahershala Ali won last year.
Oh, right.
Was that,
was that Moonlight? No.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, God. Probably.
Oh, Jesus. sorry, guys. don't rely on us to know anything that's not on this page.
Christian Bale and Rami Malek, like, also, like, the Oscars love someone who plays a person who exists.
Right. They
so
love,
in that
like,
way, you think, like, Viggo would have, but I don't think he's... I don't think he's really good. I don't think he's really in contention. I think it's Rami Malek with possibly Bradley Cooper as an upset.
Okay, I think it's Rami Malek, possibly Christian Bale as an upset. Will, I didn't even see it, Eternity's Gate.
I didn't either.
He's like Van Gogh in that or something.
Oh, yeah.
I wish it was him for Aquaman. That would have been fun.
Yeah. That would shake things up a little bit. How about
you? That's a really boring category. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Like, was there
no one better?
That's what I'm saying. Because I fucking would say that Chadwick Boseman, if you think Black Panther.
Oh, sure, yeah.
If you think Black Panther.
Michael B. Jordan for Killmonger.
Michael B. Jordan, yeah, he's a supporting, though.
Is he nominated for supporting?
No, but he could be.
He should have been.
Who else is a lead actor that could have been in this category?
Let's look at the movies. I mean, there's no real male leads in The Favorite. We got Green Book.
I have no idea.
There's no real male leads in Roma. Stars Born, we've got Vice, we got Bohemian Rhapsody, maybe some from Black Klansman or Black Panther.
The guy from Black Klansman was
Denzel's
great.
Son. Yeah. I can't remember his
Isaiah?
Name. Isaiah Washington. Yeah. He was great.
He was good. Yeah.
Real goofball.
I'm trying to think. I've seen a bunch of movies this year, but I don't know if there's
There was an Ethan Hawke performance, which I didn't see, but I know a lot of
First
people.
Reformed.
Oh, First Reformed.
A lot of people are upset like that he was movie. Nominated for
I have
that.
Not seen
All
it.
All my arty friends, they're telling me, you got to watch First Reformed.
Got to do it. Got to watch it.
Like Paul Schrader, Taxi Driver?
I mean,
Driver.
Arty friend.
Ooh, what's your category? What's your choices
What's
here?
Your choice for lead?
I don't know. Rami Malek? I don't know. I don't really care.
Boring. Mm-hmm. The list is
I'm also, I always forget who won previous years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it doesn't stand out to me.
Yeah.
Lead actress.
Okay, so we got Yalizit. Oh shit.
Well, I'll got
you. You do it.
Yalitza Aparicio from Roma.
Glenn Close, the wife.
Thank you. Olivia Colman, the favorite. Lady Gaga, Stars Born, and Melissa McCarthy. Can You Ever Forgive Me?
First of all, I just have to say, Melissa McCarthy, I thought was great.
That movie, I thought that movie was great.
Great movie. Yeah, I really like that movie.
It features my guest for best supporting, Richard E. Grant. I think
he was
like the best character in a movie this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was such a great it just made you miss New York from the 90s.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And it made me miss like being kind of trashy. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it made me miss being poor and like scrappy in New York, more or less. Where it's like, what place has dollar beers? I'll meet you there.
Yeah. Gotta sell these books.
Yeah, exactly.
I need some cash.
And what I was also thinking, like Melissa McCarthy, like her career, like I feel like she's pulling off what Steve Carell is trying to pull off.
100%. Holy shit.
You know what I mean? Like she was like funny comedy. And then it's like, oh, but wait, here's some
funny comedy.
She was like lifelong killing it on TV, like killing it on TV on Mike and Molly for a long time.
Yeah.
Gets to jump to movies, gets her 40-year-old virgin, like gets her all.
Yeah.
And then transitions to drama and
like nails it.
And Carell can't. Also, Melissa McCarthy did some action in there too, which is pretty wild. Like,
yeah,
the spy who no, spy.
Oh yeah, spy. No, just spy. Yeah,
just spy.
Just spy.
Not lady spy. Just spy.
I was gonna say the spy who dumped me, but that's Mila Kunis. And
so Katie, I think she's great, but I don't think she's gonna win. Lady Gaga, I think, could have won in another time. She, Olivia Colman. I mean, it's going to Glenn Close.
You got
to
give it to that wife.
I didn't see the wife either.
The wife. It's like, I watched that this morning and it felt like Glenn Close just like picked up her phone and said, Siri, write me an Academy Award winning part.
Oh,
and
yeah?
It was just like the most Glenn Close-y script ever. She just Glenn Close's her face all over it. Like she's
good in it.
And she's very good. And you just go like, yeah, Glenn Close should have an Oscar at this point.
What's the premise of the movie, The Wife?
So she is married to Jonathan Pryce and he is a very famous author. And
well,
he's winning,
in the
like,
opening
the
scene, I had my favorite thing. He is, someone says, the world's greatest living author.
Yeah.
It was a very funny character description.
yeah, like so he's like winning a Pulitzer Prize and then it like comes out, it's like, oh, did she help him? And like, did she put her career aside to help her husband?
And she's always
this
stoic.
Stuff. And super stoic. She's
Glenn Close.
Like, her face looks like the map of Connecticut. You know what I mean? She's just is like, I also this morning I noticed like no one looks off in the distance quite like Glenn Close. Like she does a good
deliberate blink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like an actor's blink.
Oh, that's an actor's blink.
Oh, she's
actor's
stuff's
blink,
going on underneath there, but the blink shows us everything. She's very that. And she is great. It does feel very formulaic. The stuff, her daughter plays the younger version of herself in that movie.
Oh, weird.
Those scenes are not the best and necessary scenes, but yeah, it just feels like, all right, it's going to go to Glenn Close.
It's a fun movie to watch in the morning. It's like gentle. It's like an NPR
movie.
Yeah,
it's like your first cup of coffee kind of movie. Yeah.
So Gaga, no chance. Like this is a story the Oscars love. Like turns out she's also a talented actress.
I think if Glenn Close wasn't there, then it would probably
go
to Gaga.
Give it to Glenn Close.
Right. I think it's going to Glenn Close. I don't think she's getting another chance. This also apparently is the first time. This is her seventh nomination, but I think it's the first time she's been nominated and Meryl Streep hasn't been nominated.
Oh,
so she's just like, if a Gaga stops me,
Glenn Close will be an active shooter situation.
I think she will literally murder someone before the ceremony is over if she doesn't win.
Proactive shooter.
And I'd be like, I get it.
All right, on to supporting actors. This is, I think, the stacked category.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both supportings, actually.
Yeah.
But we got Mahershala Ali for Green Book.
Yeah.
Adam Driver for Black Klansman, Sam Elliott for A Star Is Born, Richard E. Grant for Can You Ever Forgive Me, and Sam Rockwell for Vice.
I think because Sam Rockwell's the one who just won, so he's not winning again. He won last year for Three Billboards.
Yeah, oh, I don't right. think he's and that was like a weird...
That was a, yeah.
It's all fed, that's all you need to know about Green Book is that Don Shirley, this amazing musician, yes. is the supporting actor.
Right, right,
his,
right.
The most fascinating person you've ever heard about is so the supporting true. Actor. It is. Instead, we have to learn about
this follow, like,
mafioso.
The plumber.
Oh, never seen a movie about a mob figure before.
Oh, wow.
Something fresh.
Yeah. Oh, look at these Italians keep eating pasta.
Adam Driver's great.
I love Adam Driver's great. Anything.
I don't know if Sam Elliott is supporting enough.
He's so good, though.
He has the best.
When he's backing up that car.
When he backs up that car, I cry. It's got dead dad, brother relationship. Yeah. It's like trigger warning Gabrus.
But that expression on his face, that he's back. Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yeah. I think it's between Elliott and brother. Richard E. Grant.
Richard E. Grant was so fucking
good. He was
so
good. Richard E. Grant.
I think, like, there's just not enough momentum behind that movie. I think right. actually Sam Elliott, it's sort of like, again, like a career thing of like,
yeah.
he's given a lot of great performances.
You know, I think like Richard E. Grant should be the new Gambit in the movie, like replace Channing Tatum. If that character was Gambit, the X-Men.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Like that is who she, he's like a rogue.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He's like truly. He dresses like him.
Yeah. He just likes, Gambit. He looks good in a coat and a scarf.
Yeah, it's like old man Gambit.
Yeah, like do old man Logan, but with Gambit. Yeah. I'm watching
it. Make Richard E. Grant Gambit. Richard E. Gambit.
There you go. You found it.
Ben Rogers threw out a, he thinks that after watching this new season of True Detective, that Stephen Dorff could make a good Wolverine.
Oh,
like an older Wolverine.
Yeah. Sure. He's short.
He's short, yeah. He's short. That's like the main thing is that he's short.
And he's like grizzled.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
I want to vote for Mahershala Ali for Green Book because I'm loving him so much on True
he's
Detective.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's so good on True Detective.
But he also just won, so I don't think yeah. he's going
to. I think it should go to Richard E. Grant, but I think Sam Elliott could get it. But I will say, I'm not a fan of Vice. I don't think Sam Rockwell no. should win for doing a very good impression.
I thought
but
Steve
he
Carell's,
did a very yeah, good impression.
He did.
That Bush was very good.
But I thought Steve Carell's Rumsfeld was actually really
yeah.
great and like actually kind of scary, too.
He was. He was the only character that you were like, oh, right, Rumsfeld. That's
fucking psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another movie that could be called White Mediocrity.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Most movies.
All right. So supporting actress.
Amy Adams for Vice, Marina Del Tavira for Roma, Regina King, If Beale Street Could Talk, Emma Stone, The Favorite, and Rachel Weisz, The Favorite.
Ooh.
So the only one I haven't seen is Regina King. I hear she's amazing. I
haven't
she has
seen
a good
it. Regina King is so good in
she's
everything good, that I'm yeah. assuming this movie that's supposed to be good that I haven't seen.
I think it's either her. Well, has Rachel Weisz won yet?
I don't know. I'd love it if she did, though. I loved her in The Favorite.
Yeah,
she
was
very
favorite.
Good in
she
favorite.
Won the BAFTA.
She's so
I don't
fun.
Think Emma Stone's getting it. I don't think.
I think if you're giving it to someone in The Favorite, I think Rachel Weisz is coming is like a stronger contender for the Oscar than Emma
Again,
Stone.
Like yeah, if yeah, definitely if, between those two.
So we're saying
but
maybe
think,
Regina King
but I think
or
it's
Rachel Weisz.
Go Regina King. I don't think Amy Adams. I think is good, but I don't think she's been.
No,
people aren't really talking about her.
I don't think the movie is of enough caliber to be giving.
No, who's going to be talking about Weisz in a year?
Yeah, no one.
No one's going to rewatch.
Yeah,
yeah. Who's, yeah. Just unwind with some Vice.
So yeah, so I do think it's going to be Regina King.
Okay.
And I hear she's amazing in that movie.
I want to see it. I'm going right. to watch it tonight, I think. I got to watch
you?
Roma and Beale Street before Sunday.
There you go.
So I could like scream informed opinions at strangers.
Knock drinks out of people's hands.
Yeah. Right. You don't know.
Just don't shush me.
Please.
Change the course of history.
It's right. my origin story.
Getting hushed at an Oscar party. All right, director, Spike Lee, Black Klansman, Powell Pawlikowski for Cold War.
Oh, I've heard great
Yorgos
things.
Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite, Alfonso Cuarón for Roma, and Adam McKay Vice.
Ooh.
I give it to Spike Lee.
I think, yeah,
I think
it
go to Spike Lee because he hasn't won one, has he?
Has he not? He's won Best Picture, though, right?
I don't think so. Do the Right Thing? No.
No, that didn't.
I love Black Klansman. I thought it was so much fun.
I thought it was great.
It was so
yeah.
good. It was very enjoyable and fucking like funny and kind
yeah.
of scary.
Yeah. It was such an entertaining, like, it's hearts in the right place movie, you know?
Yeah,
you
and
you agree with everything
really
it's saying.
I love that it just ends with like the most Spike Lee shit ever.
That's
like,
so great,
the
though.
Fucking, like
yeah.
walking down the hallway thing. I'm like, hell yeah.
Roast them.
Yeah.
I mean, it could also go to Alfonso Cuarón because I feel like that was incredible too. But didn't he just win for Gravity?
Oh, yeah. I think it could go to Cuarón because Roma is like a director's movie, even though I haven't seen it. But like,
it's not like
the fact that it's black
and white. This makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but so much of, you know, but like so much of what works about it is like the direction or just like the visual storytelling. And so like, it's not the script necessarily.
But a lot of people I know have said that Cold War was their favorite movie of this year.
Oh, really? It's good. It's only 88 minutes.
Yeah, I know, I'm in. Sign me up. It's just as long as Isn't It Romantic. Let's go. Double feature. okay. An animated feature. Now this has got a couple of good ones in it. Uh-huh. We got Incredibles 2, Brad Bird, Isle of Dogs, Wes Anderson, Mirai, Mamoru Hosoda, Ralph Breaks the Internet, Rich Moore and Phil Johnston, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Bob Persetti, Peter Ramsey, Rodney Rothman. I'm voting Spider-Verse.
You have to give it to Spider-Verse.
I think it definitely goes to Spider-Verse.
I didn't see
Isle of Dogs or Mirai, but I saw.
Or Ralph Breaks the Internet, I guess. I've only seen Incredibles 2 and Spider-Man. And I thought Incredibles 2 was great.
Yeah, it was fun. But then I saw Spider-Verse and I was like, oh, this is what movies should look like. Because I saw the Frozen 2 trailer. I'm like, no, this looks 10 years out of date now compared to Spider-Verse. Looked like something new and like cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
stylistic.
Oh, Frozen looks like it looks like dated now. Like Spider-Verse, just like, I thought they moved the needle. Like, no, this is what you can do with CGI animation.
Well, that's what I when I saw Incredibles 2, I finally saw it and I was like, this is really fun and I'm enjoying it because it's a superhero movie that doesn't look fake because it is an animated movie.
I was kind of
mad at, and maybe even like more mad at the Marvel movies that seem so fake. And I was like, oh, why not just make Guardians of the Galaxy completely animated?
It would be so great.
It would be it's so much better because everything would be justified. And then you see Into the Spider-Verse where they take a character that's already got a movie, do it in an animated way. So it's like now none of the web stuff's going to look phony.
Yeah.
Then they go one step further and completely, like, I was just excited to see an animated Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Then you show up and it's like a fucking bold choice.
It's
that's
like the
hysterical.
Best comic you've ever read.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It features five fucking cool characters.
Music.
Yes, and it was so, and it looked so sharp. It looked so fucking cool.
Sometimes it looked like claymation.
Yeah, and it had like the misprints, like the mis colors. I thought fucking Nick Cage was so good,
funny.
And Jake Johnson was awesome.
Everyone was great. Yeah,
Spider-Ham, an icon.
I mean,
it works. I can't believe that a major movie featured Spider-Ham.
Were you familiar with his work beforehand?
No, I just seen him like only in like drawings and stuff like
I had a couple issues of Peter Porker.
Peter Porker, Spider-Ham.
He's a spectacular Spider-Ham.
I want to give it to Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to that.
Adapted screenplay. I saw none of the animated shorts.
No,
animal behavior.
I will pick Bao at my Oscar poll.
Oh, that one was cute.
Oh, yeah, that was cute.
I think you I saw did that actually
that
moment.
Incredibles 2.
That moment in Bao when she puts the dumpling in her mouth, she eats it. It was one of the few times at the theater I went,
yeah. You definitely
got like it really got a reaction out of me.
It upset me. I'm still fucked up from it.
But I was like, you know, that's why I go to the movies.
What an origin story Marcus really does.
So many movies. get shushed in the movies.
Oh my God, I can't enjoy a movie.
He's got no place to go. I just want to watch movies and talk about them. I have to go on high and mighty.
It's a self-fulfilling cycle.
Let's talk animated. Let's not talk animated show. Let's talk adapted
screenplay. Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
I didn't see it.
I forgot that movie
Another Netflix one. Yeah,
it was very, very good.
That's what I heard. Was it supposed to be like a TV series, and then they just made it a movie?
I don't know because it was an anthology movie, which was kind of weird. It had like 8 vignettes or 7 vignettes in it, but it was really enjoyable. And I think if that would have come out in the theaters, it would be like way more talked about in the because it is the Coen brothers, and the movie is But the fact that it's anthology, sort of like.
There's a lot. There's one too many weird things about it.
Right. It's like Netflix and an anthology. It's like, no, thank you.
Okay.
Black Klansman.
Can You Ever Forgive Me? If Beale Street Can Talk and A Star Is Born.
Okay. I don't think you can give it to A Star Is Born because it's like, it's adapted from a previous screenplay.
Yeah. And it's all the same beats pretty much.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. Buster Scruggs. I haven't seen it, but I agree that it feels too weird.
Can You Ever Forgive Me?
I give it to that. I love that movie.
But I didn't know Black Klansman was also a book because that.
Sure.
Or whatever.
That one.
It's adapted.
Or Beale Street Could Talk. That might be what goes to that. I don't know. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, I got to see that too. Mark.
Yeah.
Hot take. Adapted screenplay.
Where is your allegiance lie, Reddy?
Can you ever forgive me? I feel like that's a really clear one.
All right. I'm with you on that.
That's one I would like
to give
you.
I just love those miserable people
with
like,
saying that I haven't
sniping
seen
at each other.
Talk.
Right. Great people behind the scenes on Can You Ever Forgive Me? Mariel Heller and Nicole Hoff Center, I think is how you say her name.
Hoff Center.
Yeah, Hoff Center. Oh, right. There. I forgot all syllable. Original screenplay.
The Favorite.
First Reformed.
Green Book.
Roma.
Vice.
Oh, hell yeah. Paul Schrader's up there for an Oscar.
I don't think you could give an Oscar to a move for a screenplay when a scene, one of your characters, Save the Cat, is winning a hot dog eating contest. that's a no to Green Book.
I don't think it's going to happen for Green Book.
I think like Green Book's like the love that it got at the Golden Globes, like the backlash.
But we saw people
like
were laughing at the end. It had
the palm of its hand.
People, they loved it in the audience. If, I felt like I did when I saw Deadpool, when like everyone was like laughing. I was like, I am not connected to this audience.
Yeah, this is not working on me. Can we talk about how in the original screenplay category are both Adam McKay and Peter Farrelly for dramas,
right? That's nuts.
Guys who made some of my favorite comedies growing up are now making some of the most shit dramas.
Do you think like if they had like comedic, like more comedic Oscars, like something like best comedy movie, these guys wouldn't feel like so Oscar hungry that, I have to make a drama? Because wouldn't you rather see like an elder statesman still doing comedy?
Yes, for sure. But I feel like there's an element of like everybody wants to actually do drama. Because like directors, actors, they all just want to make the leap to drama so that they can be taken seriously somehow, right?
But what, maybe we should take comedy seriously.
We should take comedy seriously.
Yeah. Very seriously.
Weren't you the one who was saying, let's put slugs in the Academy Awards?
I want to take comedy seriously. I want everyone to take blockers more seriously.
Yeah, like an In Memoriam, but for like canceled shows.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's hilarious.
But it is crazy that comedy... It's crazy that we're saying, wow, Black Panther's up for Best Picture, but none of these comedies that also do like a lot for people are not up for any nomination, you know? Because like, what does Best Picture mean besides it does something to you?
It does something to you?
What comedy would you nominate the most this year that hasn't been nominated?
See, that's a good question. I have no idea. Was there a good comedy this year?
It was Spider-Verse.
Spider-Verse was funny.
The Favorite, I'd say The Favorite's a comedy.
The Favorite is a comedy. Yeah.
Comedy drama.
But I mean, you're thinking like what feels like a contemporary comedy.
Right now. There's nothing that would, but it should be.
Would it be something like, I didn't see it, but maybe like Jumanji? Because I know a lot of people really liked that when that came out.
It was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed Jumanji a lot.
Jack Black coming back. Jack Black should be nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his role. He plays an adult personification of like a 16-year-old teen girl. It's fucking wild. He's fucking wild. That's fucking really good.
It's not
man.
The craziest thing. He's an actor in a science fiction film.
Right. But just cool.
It's cool.
It's fucking cool, man.
All the Marvel movies are pretty much comedies. Like I would say Infinity War is pretty funny.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Infinity War is like as funny as movies that are coming out that are. Infinity War has has more laughs in it than Tag.
You know what I would say? Like the Marvel Cinematic Universe is like my favorite TV series.
Right. Yeah.
If you treat it as a TV series, I'm like, just lower the stakes, everybody. Like these don't have to be like the Godfather.
Right. Yeah.
You know, let's just enjoy it as a TV series.
Yeah. It's just like it comes out every 3 months and it's 2.5 hours long.
And it's a good time.
I enjoy
Game of Thrones in an espresso or something.
Right. Yeah. It's like a Game of Thrones.
Sped up.
I like the Marvel movies. I'm bored. I'm getting bored. Board of Marvel and Star Wars in general, but I just think
there's going to be less Star Wars now, which I think is great. We need less Star Wars. Yeah. We had too much Star Wars.
Too many Star Wars.
It needs to go away. Like Star Wars needs to feel like a rarefied
more event.
It used to be an event. Like they made a Star Wars movie.
Now when
it's
six Star Wars a year, you're like, who
cares? Who the fuck cares? Yeah. I was like, there's no Hill Street Blues on. You know.
Yep, exactly.
You know what
no
I mean?
One can place how old we are. Well, there's no Hill Street Blues on. So where'd we land on original screenplay?
So original screenplay.
Is there much of a script feeling to Roma? I'm trying to light a joint.
Is there much of a script feeling?
I would say the only one I haven't seen is First Reformed.
Wait, does that not make sense to you, Reddy?
Is there
much of a script feel?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Could you feel the writing?
What's the script feeling
like?
Is there,
does like a title card feel like the script feel to you?
No, I'm saying like, does it feel like it's a well-written movie? It just, like where you'd be like, oh, the screenplay was important to
it. Yeah, I mean, this is another weird thing too, because like I said, like Roma isn't, like if you just read Roma, like the right. shooting script, you'd be like, okay.
The Favorite might get you some laughs.
That's true. Like a Tom Robbins kind of thing.
I mean, I think this might be the one that does go to Green Book.
Ooh.
It cannot. It is the worst screenplay of the year. It is like Serenity is better than
I haven't seen Serenity. It's out of the theaters already.
I don't disagree with you, but Green Book has morally that story reprehensible. Of like, oh, this really happened, and it's not, you know what I mean? Like, there's like,
but who cares about Tony Lip? He is a nobody who is lucky to be associated with Don Shirley. But we get the Tony Lip story.
Look, I don't disagree.
We've never
with
seen
you.
The Don Shirley story.
I know that's maybe next season. Maybe
we're doing side characters first. Like starting an Avengers movie.
I mean,
movie
who knows?
With
it could be the favorite.
It could be Paul Schrader's year too. He can win best.
I don't think it's going to Vice.
Cinematography.
The Favorite. It's got to be The Favorite.
It's Cold War, The Favorite, Never Look Away, Roma, and A Star Is Born.
It's The Favorite all the way. That's how you like period movies. Everything has a light glow right now.
Yeah.
Like there's a scene in Green Book, they go to a bar and like there's white fluorescent glow on them. Yeah. Like, I've never been in a bar with a white fluorescent glow.
That was the problem with Green Book. Like was the
light. It's morally reprehensible, the fluorescent lighting in the bar sequence.
That's a nut. Well, it doesn't help.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't help.
The Favorite, like, that's what those movies should look like.
Again, because, like, a lot of the visuals, although I think some people sort of don't like the fact that he was the cinematographer. Yeah.
Wait, isn't he saving the company money?
But that's not like voting. That's like taking a job away from someone else.
He's an auteur, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think someone else should have done that.
Directors edit their own movies.
Okay.
I'm just defending the choice. I don't know. Well, Bradley Cooper can't act in a movie then either.
No one's saying that. No one's saying anything like that. So I think The Favorite could win.
You got to give it to The Favorite.
I do like
it. It had the best lighting of the year. The lighting, it looked like a period piece.
Oh, best doc feature.
Free Solo.
I think you have to give it to that.
Hale County, This Morning, This Evening, Minding the Gap, of Fathers and Sons, and RBG.
Holy
shit. I saw Free Solo and RBG.
I haven't seen anything.
I saw Free Solo. It's the most stressful movie of the year. My hands were sweaty. I saw an IMAX.
I keep seeing the poster for it. I wanted to see it.
The guy's like an asshole.
You're gonna like it. I don't think he's an asshole. I think he's just like a weirdo who, because of
his
weirdo-ness,
treats his girlfriend badly.
She also seems to be a bit of like a weirdo chaser.
She's
to
a
me.
Nice person.
She's
with
very
an open
nice.
Heart.
She's like chaser, but she's like, you're weird. I want to figure you out. And it's like, you know what train?
All
you're
we want
on here,
is the
honey.
Mountain climbing footage, because he is a person. It makes sense that he hangs out with Jared Leto. You're like, yeah, these two like self-important, pompous assholes.
The biggest thing he's gonna do in life is a long, grueling thing alone.
Yeah, right. And that's the only time he's happy, and he will deign to hang out with you.
I've heard Minding the Gap is really good.
That's what I
heard
that too. But I didn't see it.
What documentaries did I even see this year? I saw Shirkers.
People love the Mr. Rogers.
The
see
Mr.
That?
Oh, I like that one too. Yeah.
That one.
Did you see Three Identical Strangers?
Oh yeah.
People that love one that I loved. Very I'm surprised Long that wasn't in there. Yep. Super Long Island. That one.
I still haven't seen it.
You should do a remake of that.
I should play all three.
You play all three.
Like Multiplicity.
Perfect. Yeah.
It's me with Three Identical Strangers. I get to play like. Oh, I'm gonna hold on.
You got a pitch?
Standing desk. Standing
UTA. Dearest UTA. I write you, despite you having contacted me in decades.
What if you just did like Meet the Fourth?
Yeah. Like, you're the Lord.
Yeah.
There you go.
You'd all die, freaks.
Yeah. You're showing up later.
Best documentary short subject.
I haven't seen any of those.
I hear there's one about hospice, though.
Ooh.
which one? End of Sentence is on Netflix. I know it's trying to get me to watch that. Maybe I'll watch that this week. Do you want to keep going?
Wait, hold on. You said one of them is about hospice. Let's read the titles. Guess which one's about hospice.
Guess the hospice.
Black Sheep. Oh, yeah, you got it.
Endgame. Lifeboat. A Night at the Garden. And Period. End of Sentence.
So period. End of Sentence. Endgame. And Lifeboat all work for hospice.
They're a little true. On the nose, though. I don't think you could call it Endgame.
That's fucked up.
When you get into your hospice bed, someone say, and so we
so
enter
the
Endgame.
Yeah, what's the Endgame here?
How much is this going to run me?
Enough. Let's how not beat around the bush.
How long is this scene going to play out?
Do we know anything about the best live action shorts?
I do not.
The only thing I've heard from a few different people is that they're all majorly depressing.
Okay. That makes sense.
A majority of them. Best foreign language film.
Capernaum.
Whoa, weird.
Cold War, Never Look Away, Roma, and Shoplifters.
So Roma's up for Best Feature. And
well,
best...
that hurt its Best Picture chances.
Possibly,
but
yeah.
But I think they'll probably give it to that. I've seen people seem to love that Cold War.
Cold War, yeah.
But I wonder if they'll give it to Roma there and give it to fucking Green Book.
You cannot give it. This cannot be the year of... 2018 cannot be the year of Green Book.
Well, it's 2019.
Well, it's for the 2018s. Isn't that how it
isn't
works?
It? Yeah. I think they still call it the 2019 Oscar, but it's
I don't
for
know.
The
but anyway,
before.
You can't make this year's Oscars be about Green Book.
I'm sure.
That cannot be
regardless,
the
regardless, you're right.
I do not disagree with you at all, but yeah. I also think it is.
That's why it's
got to
be Black Klansman.
I hope it is too, definitely over Green Book. Yeah. But film editing, here we go. Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, Green Book, The Favorite, and Vice.
I can't believe like Fallout isn't a nominated.
Right? That movie was incredible.
Stuff like this, like, at least for like editing and shit.
So cinematography, director.
Yeah,
I think that's one of the best directed films of the year.
Right, it's fucking wild. It looks awesome.
Do you know how hard Mission Impossible movies are to make?
Yeah, you got to work with Tom Cruise.
But
it's
also,
impossible.
These plots make no sense. Yeah. But they make them make sense.
Yeah, that was like one of the best movies I saw this year.
It was so exciting. You didn't know where it was going to happen.
Right. There was like a full stunt that you never knew about. Like, that's
crazy.
So fucking cool.
There's such like, those are the last few movies that feel like events. Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, like, I'll never not see Mission Impossible
in
the theaters.
They got
and
me.
Also the Fast and the Furious movies.
I just worry that these next two are going to be a little diluted because they'll be back to back.
Oh, right.
Or is he going to go fucking nuts, though? You know, is this is like a last two, maybe? Like, I'm going to go fucking, we're going to blow out all the doors.
Right.
We're going to blow out all the doors.
All the doors. No doors left.
Guys, we're blowing out the doors. We're putting a kitchen
tent.
Island here. Doors blown out. Walls
doors,
blown
doors
out.
Like a Great British Baking Show.
We're going to blow out
the tent.
If the next one's in a tent...
sound editing, sound mixing, like give that shit to Black Panther. Those movies sound better. Or Star Is Born, I guess, could
maybe this could also be maybe a Bohemian Rhapsody just because of the music on it.
The music sounded amazing, but is that so hard to like you cut and paste it in GarageBand? Like, what are they doing?
That? That's what these people
you know what
are
mean?
Using.
Like you're
They're
working with, like you're working with gold. Like, don't fuck it up.
All right, here, original score. I think that
should
go
Hereditary?
To Black Panther.
Black Klansman, Black
oh,
Panther.
Oh, Hereditary had an amazing score.
Or Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Was the score really good or the soundtrack was better?
The score is good because what they did, the guy, he like had a live orchestra recorded. They laid it out on vinyl.
Oh, right.
And then he scratched it and they recorded that. And that's what
that's
it, so it's
so
like.
That's so fucking cool.
Right. And it sounded amazing. And like it played into like the multiverse, you know, the disjointedness of the film itself.
Oh. I think it could go to Black Panther or Isle of Dogs here.
Isle of Dogs was so boring.
I didn't even see it.
I hated it.
But the name, the Splat.
It might go to Mary Poppins just because that has like a score, like a musical. So like it has like a bigger thing to it.
Our score is actually, whether it's good or not, is more at least, right? Like was more effort than your score.
That movie was such a snooze.
I agree. I don't think it should win. I think it was like a knockoff.
10 minutes into it, I was like, this is actually boring. And I was like really looking forward to watching it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I love
you don't know understand is Lin-Manuel Miranda into her or not? Why is he like stalking them when they were children?
It's just like the original. It's
there's
just
BMX
like
bikers.
Yeah, like, it was
very
weird.
And one
with some things there.
And then there's a whole action sequence outside of a bowl. And like, what are the rules of this world? Like, why a bowl? You could have chosen anything. Why not Magic Merry-Go-Round or something? A water slide?
We have a fight at a water
pottery.
What about slugs?
So that would have been something, a slug race with Mary Poppins.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, it's time to shoot the slug race. Get out.
He'd love it.
All right. Original songs. John, sing them all.
Okay. All the Stars from Black Panther. I'll Fight from RBG. The Place Where Lost Things Go from Mary Poppins Returns. Shallow from A Star Is Born. And When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings from The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. I mean, it's going to Shallow.
It's got to go to Shallow, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Like, that's a movie about an amazing song.
Yeah.
And the song does great. Live up
the
to it.
The stakes were the highest.
Right. Yeah.
And it nailed them.
Yeah. It's like that thing you do. It's like they wanted to make a song that sounded like, holy shit, this is going to blow your doors off.
Yeah.
And it put the later doors.
You can't fuck that. It was like in, do you ever see the Tim Burton, Alice in Wonderland? They keep building up the Mad Hatters. He's going to do his like Rumpelstumpel dance and like when they finally show, they've been building up to his dance this whole movie, and they see it, and it's like the dumbest thing. Like his head just rolling along his arm, but they show the crowd losing their minds. You're like, no.
You can't build it up too much.
Nope. You lose. You lose.
You lose.
Wrong. Sit down. I was not delighted by his dance.
Okay, so makeup and hair. We have Border, Mary, Queen of Scots, and Vice. Say Vice or Mary Queen of Scots.
I don't even know. What is Border about?
Border is someone
like
told
me. It's Cro-Magnon romance.
But they have like special powers. The people with those features. Yeah.
Okay.
But she's supposed to be like unusual and she sees him go through the border guard or whatever. That's how someone got me excited to see it.
You know, the score could have been nominated was Mandy.
Oh, great score.
Right?
I like that score. People didn't like that movie.
I like that movie.
Yeah. The people I brought to the movies to see that with me did not like
it. It was Conan the Barbarian meets like Roadhouse.
Right. Yeah.
But like, what's not to like?
Someone did point out that he fights the coolest, most intense bad guys at like minute 20. Then there's an hour and 10 minutes
then
left.
Nothing
in the movie.
Happens.
Yeah. But I liked it all. I was into the whole mood of
but
it.
While nothing happens, you're so charmed.
We got to go see the movie that the dude who made Enter the Void, he made a...
Gaspar Noé?
Yeah, Gaspar Noé has a new movie.
Oh, like that dance druggy movie?
Yep. We got to
sign me up.
Yeah, we got to go see it.
I saw the trailer. It looked good.
The doors are off.
That's why I did love... like Suspiria had great dance sequences.
Oh, yeah. That had awesome music, too.
Yeah, that music was incredible.
That was all Tom York.
Also, that cinematography was great, too, I thought.
And so the direction then.
Yeah, I thought Suspiria was great. Where's that dance number?
Why isn't Tom York nominated for score? That feels like the move you want to do when you want to get celebrities nominated.
You want
John, so ginger that the open blinds are burning.
He's scalding.
No, I'm watching John trying to find safety from the blinds.
The vampire.
It's tough. The sun is not my friend.
Okay, so makeup and hair, we're assuming, is Vice or Mary, Queen of Scots.
I would go Mary, Queen of Scots, even though I haven't seen it, but I imagine it's more showy.
It is more showy. And they make Margot Robbie unattractive.
But she's still pretty attractive.
Alone. Yeah.
They just gave her like Oscar. A bumpy nose, and everyone's like, oh my God, she debased herself.
They give her a receding hairline.
You're still gorgeous.
So brave.
Big forehead. Call it a five head. costume design, we got... Ballad of Buster Scruggs, Black Panther, The Favorite, Mary Poppins, Mary Queen of Scots.
I think The Favorite probably for that one.
Yeah, I give it to The Favorite. All those dresses.
They love
those
that shit.
Flouncy.
Yeah. All right. Visual effects. Avengers Infinity War, Christopher Robin, First Man, Ready Player One, Solo, A Star Wars Story. How is Fallout not? I mean, there's no effects.
Is there any effects? They removed wires and stuff. They removed safety shit.
Is there any movie in this category that is nominated in any other category?
No, maybe. Oh yeah, First Man. Gosling didn't even get a nomination.
No,
he doesn't do much in that movie.
That was a snooze. I thought.
Yeah, it was pretty boring.
That's another one. Well, is that white mediocrity?
Yeah,
Neil Armstrong is white mediocrity.
He's not, but the making of another movie about him is.
Yeah, showing you nothing new. Oh yeah, he has trouble expressing his emotions, and then he silently does something by himself and never talks to his wife about it.
Oh, so you're saying a brilliant genius?
Yeah,
maybe has some emotional issues. Like a brilliant genius is willing to risk his life for just for science,
right?
Yeah, he might have some weird home. Yeah,
and that moon footage, I was like, I get why those people who don't believe we land. Landed on the moon feel that way.
Yeah.
So that's how I was watching. I was like, this is fake.
Fake news.
Fake moon. Fake everything.
Fake moon. The moon is fake. CNN's doing fake moons. I gotta guess Avengers Infinity War. But
what a great character Thanos though.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wasn't Paddington 2?
Paddington 2.
Did you see
Paddington 2?
Yes, I love that.
Had some of the best like comic sequence, like that's a great comedy. That's an iconic comedy.
I think it did get any
washing sequence. Like there's like great comic sequences.
The morning commute sequence.
So good.
Hugh Grant could have gotten best supporting, I think.
That musical number at the end, where's that nomination for best song?
Yeah. And best visual effects or best cinematography. Everything looks so cute.
Hugh Grant is like back because he's Grant playing creeps and it's great.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, he was in that very English scandal.
He's like, all right, I'll tell you who I really am. I got a dog show.
Yeah. I got problems.
Yeah, I got problems. Hey, we all have problems. I'm Hugh Grant. Fuck y'all. Guys, Let's bring it to an end of it's. Oh, we've been here for 4 hours.
Oh my God. Okay.
No, will this podcast be longer than the Oscars?
Yeah. I'm going to cut in a bunch of Kevin Hart jokes.
Oh, good.
Perfect. Some of his classic stand up routines.
Yeah. Some of his,
just read some of his old tweets. Yeah.
What a fucking wild situation. We don't, they're like, fine, we won't have a host.
Is it that hard? Like,
I think they just went to too many people and everyone's just like, no, because it just like seemed tainted. too volatile at this point. Well, and also so late in the game for what you have to do.
And it's also no one is like, it doesn't help anyone's career recently. It's only made people.
There's only backlash.
People hated Anne Hathaway and James Franco. People were like, we're mad at Kimmel. People hated it. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'd rather, I'm not taking that job. You just get hated.
Yeah, exactly. You just get criticized.
What would you even do? How would you change the game? All right, I'm hosting it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how I change it. I'll do it. I'll take the fucking gig. I don't care about ruining my career.
I mean, I think
you can wait.
I think Slugs is the answer.
It's John Gabris and a bag of Slugs.
I mean, I think like if I was producing it and you were like the host, I'd be like, all right, we make it a drinking game. Like,
oh, there you
where,
go.
Like, you as the host, like as whatever wins, you have to do a certain drink thing. And then
we set up a bunch of rules. And we keep cutting to me.
So you make party games around it. I think you could do that with it.
That's what it should be anyway for people at home.
Yeah, sure. I think that works better than Neil Patrick Harris being like, no, here's a long form magic trick I'm going to do. We're just like, we don't care. We don't believe that when we cut away from, when we cut to commercial, you didn't fiddle with something. You know what I mean? Like, no one cares about magic.
This is about the magic of movie making. Like, we are here because we know movies can make you think magic. Like, now you're also trying to show us magic.
Forget
movie making. What about the magic part? Sorry.
Would you come out to a song?
Yeah, of course. Down Easter.
Like you yes.
No, I would do a. I would have to do some sort of musical number.
Yes, and your number is White Mediocrity at the Oscars. That's your number.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's so smart.
And it's two Billy Joels.
I eat half a pizza.
Yeah, and the part of it is like you go at one point you walk off stage and you have a hot dog eating contest with Anthony Tamanic as Donald Trump. That's your political bit.
I go can't back to beat another. Him. He's a glutton. Da, da, da. Here we are.
Bottle of red.
For the in memoriam, would you just like pour one out?
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Stand like in front of it with a 40.
Then we pull back and it's
I
on
think
like,
for the in memoriam, we bring out Betsy and Mono and you have to do a drinking game with like that. You do like a power hour where you just keep drinking.
An hour long in memoriam?
Yep.
Minute long. You drink whenever they switch the image.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You do a power hour in 7 minutes.
Yeah. Are you talking
with
about
alcohol
the person
and Taco
died?
Bell.
I mean, honestly, if that was the Oscar, they just celebrated everybody who died. Great.
That's what it should be.
That's what it should be.
And now the Slugs.
Let's do an hour long in memoriam hosted by the Parklet Kids.
Yep.
Why are we planning the one with me? We should plan the one that's going on in Mark's head. David Hogg.
Yeah.
David Hogg, Slugs, and an hour long in memoriam.
They're polished. They're ready.
They're polished. They're ready.
So who is your choreographer then?
Bold choice. I want a bold casting choice. Yeah. I need David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez.
And Fiona Apple plays all the songs.
I would do something like that. Like a big pop star does
just
all,
cover their version. Make it cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's then like, you sell those singles on iTunes.
Fuck raise yeah. money for some sort of film restoration.
Right. Exactly. You get fucking like who I'm like, pick a big recording artist. I don't even know anything. Great. Like Bruno Mars does 5 different songs or like.
Sure.
Sure. Or you do a different person for each one. Where like,
Michael Bublé does.
Yeah, like Aerosmith's gonna play Shell.
Yeah,
it might be fun if you get the artists to cover each other's songs.
Oh yeah, and then you tank them.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
And then the audience and like, they know. Hold on, how about this? We get they cover each other's songs, but they wear masks.
Yes.
Okay.
The bee. Who's the bee singing?
They do the Oscar songs.
Yeah. The Masked Singers. Is it the same network?
Ken, Dr. Ken in a fucking dragon head.
Who was singing All the Stars? Oh, Anthony Scaramucci.
Oh, great. Wait, Shallow is going to win the song, but it's crazy that that's the best song. And I love that song, but it features Shallow. La, la, la,
I hate that
Shallow. That's the worst, that's the worst part of the song. Why opening, is that in there?
When she sings that big note, though,
that's
it's great.
That's the best. That gives me, that gives me chills la, in the trailer. La, la, la.
Like, get rid of those.
Shallow. La, 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 Shallow.
Lady Gaga loves a little gibberish lyrics.
No,
she loves
it
a little
sounds
nonsense.
Like Campfire or something. Like, you could have punched that
up. It
does
sound like a 50s song. Like.
Yeah.
Guys,
Shallow,
plugs.
I'll say.
Guys, I'll say. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Plugs. What do we want to plug? John Flynn?
Yeah, just.
Or check us out on Twitter. Yeah,
check us out on Twitter, jfly99.
jfly99. Tweeted us how wrong we were about
yes,
whatever
wrong,
we said.
Yeah, yeah.
Ren Dog. And Oh Hey Guys. Still
oh, hey guys.
Going strong.
It's still going strong. It's now the second Thursday of every month.
So, a little less strong.
A little less strong, but like rarer,
Party
but
for
like
me.
More. Yeah, exactly.
Less frequently for everyone and way better for yeah. me.
So much easier. Monday nights are mine again.
Finally. I can watch Monday Night Football in peace.
I don't have to stay off Twitter.
What happened to my Chiefs? Mark? Besides, you own the URL slugs.net.
Slugs.net, please visit. Leave the salt at home. That's all one got me.
Don't get salty with slugs.net.
We like it sassy, not salty.
It's a fine line, but you feel it.
Yeah. So I got that going for me, and I'm also do a podcast called Fantasy Flicks League with Ryan.
Oh, that's
Moore,
fine.
Yeah.
You guys do like a fantasy draft
and fantasy draft. For those of you who don't know, you're in a draft now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm playing along. Yeah, I'm playing this season.
Along.
I'm doing very poorly already.
You picked Lego Movie 2, and then you picked The Goldfinch.
I also
skipping
picked
Toy Story 4, Frozen 2.
I picked Tyler Perry too.
Yeah, that was your third, I believe. I mean, I'll see it. Don't get me wrong. But
I didn't fully understand the rules until I learned about the negative Metacritic stuff. But isn't it also an app if people wanted to play?
I think there's a website.
Website. Okay, go to Fantasy Flicks League.
Yeah.
Or check out Mark's podcast. And what are you on Twitter? It's at
Mark Rennie. At Slug. Sluglover 89.
Sluglover.
Sluglover 89. The year I turned 20.
20?
I'm just kidding. I fucking almost really blew two snot bubbles. I almost just fucking narfed on my mic.
That's when I saw Batman, and that was the summer of Batman and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Oh, that's a big summer.
That was a good summer. Good summer.
Oh, Batman, that first movie was so... Still I remember
amazing.
Seeing that just being like, holy shit, this is so fucking...
I remember saying, I'm going to show this to my parents.
They need to see
this.
This will explain me to them.
Yeah. This is what I'm
this
into.
This is how they'll know who I am.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight, Pop?
Okay.
What are all these slugs doing here?
Where does he get those wonderful toys? I'm stuck with this G.I. Joe garbage.
Let's talk toys, Pop. I'm at Gabrus on social media. Tweeted us how wrong we were about everything. Check out Action Boys on Patreon and Raised by TV, wherever you get podcasts, or Stitcher Premium or some shit. And bye, shitheads.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.